Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Right, thank you so much. Johan Els is coming back tomorrow morning and is taking you through. From me, Ray, I say thank you, sir. I really appreciate you. And may the Father continue to use you mightily and continue to shine the light. In all areas, breaking all the boundaries that have been set up by men, and continue to be that shining example. We are looking at you, we are following as you follow Christ, and we are grateful to have you in our lives. All right, we are on up to 8 o'clock, it's Tuesday Live, and from there we are having men's dialogue. I trust that the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Zibongile Mofokeng will leave you inspired every Monday and Tuesday. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Billy with us there, Lean on Me, the name of the song. And of course, I am reminded of a guy that I met in 1981. I was only 10 years old, man. And he basically, I was, you know, the streets were just welcoming me. And he welcomed me so much in the streets by that we have a trip to Durban, you know. My firstborn, every time when this story is spoken, she becomes so surprised at me. And we went to Durban, and the streets were just that. And then we stayed in a place called Umlaz, Gwayu, for the whole summer. And there were times when I fell off a train there, a moving train in Mgababa, a station there. And he always had been there to, you know, to lean on. What a friend that was, someone to lean on. You won't believe. Since then, the beginning of 1982, just after the Christmas and the New Year's, we parted ways. I've never seen him again till today. Never seen him again until today. And it was just a friendship from nowhere. We used to eat because of the streets. I mean, if you would have a luxury, it's when you eat cooked pap at the hostel with eggs. We don't call them bright egg, we call them fried eggs. You know, it would be nice. They would be fried by, there's this there's this margarine, man, I forget its name. It used to be gray outside, a small one. And they would, you know, make us eat. They would fry it with that one. And I'll remember the name. I'll tell you the name of that margarine. It's no longer there, by the way. Yeah, just like buttermilk. Anyway, welcome to it. Let me welcome our guests. We trust our guests are fine. Let me start with Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. Malak, greetings and welcome to the show, sir.
Shalom Rabbah to you, my ah. I pray that you are well. And I still thank Abba Yahuwah for your life after the ordeal that happened to you. And I pray that your family is also well. Greetings also to you, Professor Bui Solezi, and your family as well. And to the greater Ayokubit listeners, greetings and Shalom Rabbah. And it is indeed good and great to be here. And sorry about last week that I sent a message to inform you that I wouldn't be here, only to find, you know, the communication was missed.
Yeah. Talking about my phones, man, I don't have phones. The one I have is the one that I keep for emergencies, and basically that it's going to cut, I think, today or tomorrow. Then no phones, no comunicado. Nothing. Zilch. We don't talk. All right. Anyway, let me welcome Professor Wilson. She's also on the line. Greetings to you, Professor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, my brother. Greetings to you, and I greet your beautiful family. In the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach, let me also greet my brother Baruch. Yeah, we missed you last week. I hope you are well with your family. I greet you in the glorious name of our Lord. I'm not going to forget our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the name of our King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. And tonight we are talking about the spiritual body. The spiritual body. What is the spiritual body even all about? When we talk of a spiritual body, what do we mean? And umzimba wesimoya umzimba onjani ke lo? And when we refer to the spiritual body, what do we imply? It's also something to look into, something to touch base on. What is a spiritual body? If we ourselves are built up a spiritual body, what does it imply? If we as saints are built up as a spiritual body, what does it mean? It is something to look into, something to really focus on. And we are asking ourselves, what is it even all about? A spiritual body. Does it speak about what many refer to as the body of the Christ? Does it speak about the inner man? But when we speak of a spiritual body, what do we imply? To me, I know we speak about that which is referred to as the church, which is a term that really, because that term is derived from serco. I think Malak would understand it quite well when we say the word church is derived from the word serco. Yeah, and which is not a good, it doesn't have a good foundation. But the people who came to Christ are actually a spiritual body. They are the body of the HaMashiach. And nevertheless, I don't want to get deep into that. I just want us to look into this very aspect. When we speak of a spiritual body, what do we mean? What are we referring to? Who are these that are referred to as a spiritual body? And when we look at South Africa today, what kind of spiritual body do we embrace? Even amongst ourselves, what kind of spiritual body do we embrace even amongst ourselves? When we speak of that, this spiritual body, what is it compared to? I'd like us to start it even from its head, going down through it. And find also its historicity, its institution. And so that we can understand this spiritual body. Now, it's amazing what is spoken of this spiritual body that we refer to as a church much of the times. It's spoken of as a congregation in the family of Yahuwah, of those who are called out, the called out ones. This is a body of believers. To us it should be that. But there are also many other spiritual bodies. that we see in South Africa. Many. Right, recently in Mamelodi, I saw there's a council of a spiritual body, and I'm using the small letter S, spiritual body, of people who have placed themselves according to ranks, and they possess certain powers, and many people who practice particular rituals report to them, and they govern over people. Right here, in Mahube, in Mamelodi. But also we know of many other spiritual bodies that are found in South Africa. But when we speak of our own spiritual body, what do we imply? What should it imply to us when we say we are a spiritual body? This spiritual body is spoken of as a crown of the glory in the hand of the Elohim, and a royal diadem in the hand of our Yahuwah. I almost said Yahuwah, hallelujah. And it is spoken about this spiritual body as the ones who are protected by the Father in such a way that anyone who touches them touches the apple of his eye. Zechariah 2 verses 8. The first one I read was Isaiah 62 verse 3. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Elohim, and a royal diadem in the hand of Yahuwah. Zechariah 9:16 says, the Elohim Yahuwah will save them. These are the ones that have been saved by the Elohim Yahuwah. They are also known as the flock of his people, this spiritual body of people. And they're like jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land. The spiritual body is lifted up like a banner all over the land. I wonder what kind of spiritual bodies are lifted up all over the land. I was driving through, where is that place? I was going to Kwantebele. I was using this dangerous road, Muloto Road. And then there's somewhere where I looked on the side, because it was so quiet in the car. And then I looked on the side and I saw two long flags. The other one is green, the other one is blue. And a lot of many crosses in blue and white. In green. They like doing these things under the marsh trees that are anchored to a river. And they assemble there. But they lift up those flags because they understand what it is to have a spiritual body that presides over the land. They understand it very well. Now, when you drive here away from Radio Pulpit, there's a circle called Jamswart. And there's a big cross that has been put there since the Ishtar. A big cross that is posed there has been put there with a very large white towel. It means there's a spiritual body that presides over this place called the Moot. There's a spiritual body that presides there, that stands over the land. And a spiritual body is supposed to do that, to stand over the land. I wonder, us as a spiritual body, what do we stand over? Or do we know that we have to? But the word is speaking that we're supposed to be. And then when you drive through into, as if you go to the Muloto Road, but you turn right on the Zambezi, as if you go to Mamelodi or to the Paviansport prison. When you look on your right, there is a white cross that switches on at night. It's on a mountain. those who drive on the Soshanguve way, who drive when they come from Soshanguve, like you're going to town right on the mountain, you'll see. It's there. Those who go to Moriah will know on the mountain of Moriah there is a cross that lights over there. It means there's a spiritual body that presides over the land there. Many of us should know that. Many of us should understand that. These things are there. What kind of spiritual body are we, and we are supposed to be standing over what? And are we standing over that? And do we know that there's a spiritual body? What are we before the Father? Malachi 3:17 says, "They shall be mine, says the Elohim of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him." He spares us, those who have been spared. In other words, those who have been saved from condemnation and judgment. And we are supposed to be standing over the land to show the land that they can be spared over condemnation and judgment through the Elohim, Yahuwah. And this is visible in his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that he saves. And when I look at people that are prominent, that are standing up, you know, people that are called Christian preachers, pastors, and bishops, and all that, they stand for their denominations, man. They stand for their denominations. It's very rare that you find those who are not standing for their denominations. Before everything happens in the nation, it must happen in their denomination first. And it's not about charity begins at home, it's just self-interest. And I really wonder if we really understand that as a spiritual body, we are supposed to preside.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Right, radiopulpit.co.za. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much. Now, right, those who are on Radio Pulpit also, Radio Pulpit Jigelele, that's where we are. And then also Radio Pulpit 657. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and also Barukia in Cape Town. The professor is in Johannesburg. I'm here in Kilner Park. Now, let me start with you, Professor. We are a spiritual body. We should know what we stand for. Not just having qualities without purpose. We are a spiritual body, and being a spiritual body, there are implications also, purposes and intentions of the Most High, Yahuwah, hallelujah. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. In fact, you have explained vastly about the meaning of the spiritual body. But I'd like to start from us as individuals, and then we move on to us as a collective, because at the end of the day, we appear before God as a collective after he has worked with us as individuals. If we understand that the Father has created us and breathed unto us his spirit, and he says, I am creating, or let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. And these are the people who are going to have dominion. So it means when he created us, he gave us his fiber, he gave us his image. And if we understand that we are serving the Lord, the Father, who is the Spirit, it means what he breathed unto us is the Spirit. We therefore become the spiritual body, the spiritual entities, particularly when we have gone back to him through the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. So in other words, before we could be the spiritual body as a collective, we need to understand that we are spiritual beings, spiritual bodies as individuals. Then together we are creating and forming this spiritual body. But what you have been bringing across is that we need to understand that we are not just spiritual bodies just for appearance and existence. We are the crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. We are those people whom God can brag about, whom when he looks at us and say, this is my crown, these are the people that I created just to showcase my ability and who am I. When you quoted Isaiah 62 verse 3 says, you shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Meaning me, myself, as an individual, I must know that I'm the body that the Lord is proud of. I am the glory of the Lord in his hand. I am the royal diadem in his hand. Before I could come together with the body of believers forming this spiritual body who are supposed to represent him in this world where we are. So in other words, when you continue to explain what spiritual bodies are, you are talking about a living being or a living body that is supposed to be dictating, that is supposed to be revealing and exposing the Father. We are talking about the body that is supposed to take control in a sphere and in the dimension and the territory where they are. We are talking about the body that is supposed to command some kind of authority. All the examples that you brought across where you said you drive along a certain road, you find a cross, you drive along a certain way, you find this and this post. These are all the indications of the existence of the bodies that are indicated by those physical beings. So in other words, spiritual bodies are not only limited to what we see physically, but we understand that what we see physically represents the bigger picture of what happens or what is existing in the spirit. And what we see in the physical is less than what we are experiencing or should be experienced in the spiritual sense. So we are finding these spiritual bodies dominating the behaviors of people, dominating their well-being, dominating what happens in that particular vicinity, which is why you keep on talking about the dictatorship. We talk about the controlling power. We talk about the command that should come from the spiritual bodies. So if we have to be effective in our being as spiritual bodies, firstly as individuals and as a collective, we must know that our duty is to take dominion, is to take authority, is to command and dictate what the Father wants us to dictate where we are. The existence of spiritual bodies is such that things would happen in a manner that the governing power of that body takes full dominion. So in other words, spiritual bodies are not just there for themselves. They have their ruling power. There is a God, there is a ruling power, there is a king who continues to make sure that there is an existence of that spiritual body. So if we as the children of God are the spiritual body, it means there is a God who presides over us. And it means we also have to preside over the territory. We need to preside over the spaces where we are. Spiritual bodies are there for a purpose and for a reason, and you said it very well, that we need not to only limit ourselves to our existence, but the existence must go further and look for the purpose of existence, because it is about what the body does. It is about the effectiveness of that body that determines the strength and the power of the God who presides over that spiritual body. So in other words, when we know that we are created in the image of God, the presiding power over us is our Father, Yahweh Elohim. Malachi 3:17, where you also quoted, brother, you said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. So it means every spiritual body has a king, has a God who speaks of those bodies as belonging to them. So the Father says, they shall be mine, because we are the spiritual host, we are the spiritual body, but we know we do not exist for ourselves. We exist for God, and we exist for a purpose that must be fulfilled so that God will be glorified. So in other words, when we understand that, we will therefore live according to the power and the authority of the governing power. And in this case, it is our Father, Yahweh Elohim. And it says, on the day that I make them my jewels, I will spare them. So in other words, we become precious to our Father, in as much as even other spiritual bodies are precious to their God, but we don't want to focus on that. We can just be cognizant that they exist, but we must know that we have power over them. So we, as a spiritual body, living, representing God, we have the sole authority that comes from the Father. And when you started again, you quoted a bit on the book of Peter. When Peter says, we must know that we are the living stone. So if we are the living stone, it means we are the spiritual body that is expected to continue revealing life and showing that we belong to the Father. And our building and the coming together of us as individuals to create this beautiful temple, which is a spiritual body, is for the purpose that the Father may dwell within us and in our midst. But the purpose of his dwelling is so that this spiritual body will have dominion where we are. This spiritual body will reveal the God whom we worship. This spiritual body will be able to swallow every other bodies, and we together reflect the Father who is in us. And we now have to continually live in such a way that we offer spiritual sacrifices so that this spiritual body will be alive. And I would like to believe that every one of us understand that every spiritual body has to offer some sacrifices. Either you are offering to the right God or to the wrong God. But for us to continue existing as a healthy spiritual body, we continually offer our bodies, ourselves, to the Father, that we may exist healthy in his presence and represent him fully as his children.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We are talking about the spiritual body. And when we talk about the spiritual body, what are we implying? If we say we are the spiritual body, what do we mean? It's important also to look into that. And this is amazing. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, says, take heed, therefore, to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has made you overseers to shepherd the body, the congregation of the Elohim, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, we are a body of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah, and purchased by his blood for salvation. For salvation. But also, that we partake in the sufferings of Christ according to Colossians 1:24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of the HaMashiach for the sake of his body, which is the assembly of the saints. We are supposed to be taking much of the punishment of things, means the sufferings. We will face persecutions, we will face all kinds of things. Also, we will glory with him. But this should exhibit that we are the body of the HaMashiach, not just people who are doing good, the doers of the doing goods. No, because our good deeds are just like filthy rags to him. And we are supposed to preside over the land. It's important to take, because you see people fighting for lands and stuff, but we are supposed to preside over the land. Because if we don't preside over the land, there won't be rest in that land. Malak?
Kaloha, Malak, thank you very much. Let me, it's true, Malak, let me start go to speak regarding this topic to share about, we find that HaMashiach, the Messiah, comes from Nazareth. And you find that there would be people that are like Samson, who was also a Nazarite, Prophet Samuel, who was also a Nazarite, you know, so the list can go on and on and on.
Yes.
Now, basically, why I'm bringing this is because there's something that I want us to understand, because we need to know and to understand that why there would be Nazareth continually, the meaning thereof.
Yeah.
So the word Nazar, the word Nazar, which it means the cow. So that's the word, what it means.
Yes.
And also it can mean the branch. So when, or branches, or a branch, branches. So when we read John 15:1, HaMashiach says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So which means it's the connection, the alignment, to be connected with, to be one with him. Because then when we are one with him, it means the purpose that we are serving, the spiritual body, it is him that would be the head, and him being the director, giving direction. So now we have Nazarene or Nazareth in English, which is now the place where these people come from. So when we look at this, it is about the crowning, and also it relates to, should I say, the people that are chosen, the selected ones, the elect, if I may put it that way. So within the word Nazar, or for Nazarene, there is the word that when we do an anagram, meaning that, to those that don't know what an anagram is, it's like to play with the same word, but, you know, we see what word can come out of it. So when we reverse it, we find the word Ratzan. Ratzan means the desire or the will. So which means now, we are supposed to, there's a deep desire, there's the intention of Abba Yahuwah that is brought to us as his people. And it is for us now to be able to fit in to his will. And hence the prayer we say, let his will be done in our lives. So which means we don't come and establish a new spiritual body, but we form part of the existing body, the vision that has been laid. So there's a foundation already. There's a cornerstone that has been laid.
Yeah.
And everything must be aligned to that. Anything that is not aligned to that, then it means it is lost. Right, it is following something else and misleading. It is all lies. Now, you also spoke of the book of Malachi, right? So now let me look at the name of Malachi. Malachi, I call you Malak. You call me Malak, and Malak simply means a messenger. That is what it means. Like for instance, an angel, we would say he's a malak, because he's been sent. He's like a courier services or a postman who would be sent to deliver, right? That which is the good news, right? Now, when we look at the word Malachi, Malachi has got a similar understanding, or the word becomes similar to that of a messenger. Because the in Malachi, it speaks about leading people to everlasting life, basically. So now, and the word for Malach, or Malachi, Malach, which it would also be referred to in Hebrew as the salt. Now, when we read the scripture in the book of Matthew chapter number 5, from verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth. Mm. So now, what does the salt do? The salt, when we put it into the food, it is supposed to give flavor to the food.
Yeah.
So by this, what does it mean? We have to resemble HaMashiach. We have to lead those that may not be in the light, that may be in darkness, that may be lost, to show them the path that is correct. So hence we become the messenger. We are directing them on the correct path, which leads to everlasting life. And now, that is the intention, the purpose of us being part of the spiritual body, because there is that oneness that brings us together. And once if I'm a candle that was not lit, and suddenly now I'm lit and I now have the flame, I have to light another candle. Mm. And by so doing, I don't lose the flame because I've lit another candle. So it becomes an ongoing thing to say, how do I direct people to walk in the way that is of the truth, to direct them in the way that leads them to everlasting life? And this is now the spiritual body that we have to be aligned to. The question would be, is it the body of HaMashiach, or is it the body of Bishop so-and-so, Prophet so-and-so, you know, and all those kind of things? So it is. We have to understand that we have all been given a particular mandate to say, when we are here, we are the representation, we are the ambassadors of heaven placed here on earth. So we are here to come and to establish the reign of Abba Yahuwah here on earth. So not to establish anything outside the body or the reign of Abba Yahuwah, but we stick to the script. Mm. You know, so it becomes important for us, because then the spiritual body that we align ourselves with, then it would be the body that which is correct. So also we know that when we are in Him, the process of gold, for it to be, it has to go through the fire. It has to be refined in order to have value. So we also need to be able to understand that there will be a resistance. There will be challenges. It's not going to be an easy walk. And the question is, are we ready to take those challenges? So when a seed is planted under the soil for it to sprout, to germinate, there is a process of a wrestling, because it may be covered again. Like, for instance, how shall I cap your perikisi? Look at how it hatayang kamonche. But kamohari inalim mo, which is that we call the seed. So now it has to fight to overcome and to push until ipula tapo ele, you know, the cover kamonche, so that it can start the process. And that is now the path of where we can say, now we have to understand, when we choose this path, for it, it's not going to be a free flow to say, ah, now I'm for Abba Yahuwah, then it means then that everything is going to come in smoothly and so forth. But it is for us to understand that so we have to let Him to refine us. So in that, at the end of everything, that is why if the scripture would be speaking of the crowning, and that is now Revelation chapter 5 would also be speaking of the names of the called that are found in the Lamb's book. Because why? We have aligned to the spiritual body that is of HaMashiach, because He becomes the head. So we are representation. We, now that we have the light, cardinally aligned, and then they are not they're not in the truth. They're not believers. They still stuck into the traditions and cultures and all that. So now I become Hamashiach to them, to teach them, to show them, to direct them into the light, so that they can be able the everlasting life. So it is important for us to can grasp it in like that, so that we know at the end of the day, now there's a crowning. Hence, now we see this Messiah mushrooming from Nazareth, because it's to show us, it's to teach us something for us to be able to observe. It's not just a place, but it has a meaning, because it is of the people that walked upright. It is of the people that were aligned to the word of Yahuwah. Shalom.
Shalom. Send us your WhatsApps. Talk to us directly there. If we say we are a spiritual body of the Messiah, what is a spiritual body and what is our purpose? And when we look at today, would we be able to say we are standing up to the purpose? We are living up to the requirement that the Father has placed upon us. Or perhaps somewhere, somehow, we had gone astray and forgotten as to who we are. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Doris, thank you so much. Says, good evening, brother. Be blessed. Erika Bata, we appreciate. And of course, also Maria Timpe. Thank you for the WhatsApp. Says, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. That is Maria Timba. I think that is what the church should stand for, the body of the Hamashiach. What does the word say with regards to us as a spiritual body? What is our purpose? What is our duty here on earth? I want to know. I need to hear from you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Professor, let me bring this to you. This, in Acts chapter 20, verse 31, as a spiritual body, there's a duty we are given. It says, therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. We're supposed to be watchful of the unfolding of events. The Euphrates is growing dry. We should be aware of things that are happening and be able to put meaning to them, and so that the multitudes be warned. We're supposed to be on our posts at the towers, standing tall over the land and seeing everything from every side. We're supposed to watch. We are supposed to warn as a spiritual body. Otherwise, we are not. We are just a conglomeration of associations of churches and organizations. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Now you are putting a very demanding and a very difficult challenge, which we should all be doing. Because if you are talking about us being the watchmen, we need to be the ones who will know things before they happen.
Mm.
We need to be the ones who will interpret what is happening, not wait for the world to interpret to us what is happening.
Mm.
Yes, whereas we have the Spirit of the Father who knows everything.
Mm.
So in other words, we are the spiritual body who's supposed to be ascended, know beyond what other people are knowing, that we may not be deceived. So we are standing at the position of, let me call the word that we normally use, of an intercessor, knowing what to say to God about where we are, and also be able to bring what the Father is saying. So in other words, as a spiritual body, we must be the priests. We must be the people who will go to God on behalf of the land and represent the land.
Yeah.
We must be the people who will bring the message from the Father to where we are, that we may tell what the Father is saying, so that the whole country, everybody would know what to do. If we are standing as a healthy spiritual body, there wouldn't be any confusion. There wouldn't be any deception, because people will know the truth and the truth shall make them free.
Mm.
So in other words, we are the people who are supposed to speak the mind of God, to speak the word of God, who bring comfort where we are. Everything that is happening, children getting abused, drug abuse that is happening, people being trafficked and all of those things. These are the things that we should have stood on the wall and be able to see that the enemy is coming to do these things, and be able to stand in prayer, stand in intercession, and stand as the body that the Father wants us to stand. And I'm reminded of the book of Zechariah, where the Father says, I looked for a man who will stand and build the wall so that the land will not be destroyed.
Mm.
So as a spiritual body, we need to be standing. We need to be building the wall. We need to be the protectors. As a spiritual body, we need to be the eyes of the Lord. We need to be having the trumpets in our hands and in our mouths, blowing the trumpet for the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible in Isaiah 62, verse 6, it says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent.
Mm.
So in other words, this spiritual body that we should be, we need to stand on the walls. We need to make sure that the Father hears our voices every day.
Yeah.
As a spiritual body, we need to be prayerful. When we continue to pray, we are making sure that the Father intervenes in our business.
Mm.
We continually invite him to take part in what is happening. And the Bible says we must make sure that we make mention of the Lord. And I wonder how many of us make mention of the Lord where we are, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our businesses. As a spiritual body and as spiritual beings, we need to make sure that we make mention of the Father and do not keep silent. So in the times where challenges increase, we as a spiritual bodies have a role. You were asking a question, what is our purpose?
Mm.
What is our role where we are, over and above to stand on the walls and build the walls? The other thing that we must continue to do is to love one another, because love has grown cold even amongst us. I'm not talking about us and people who are not believers. I'm talking about amongst us as believers. We are in one house, the house of the Most High, the house of God. But there is less love. We don't love one another, which is why there's so much backstabbing. There's so much breaking of the church. People continue to gossip against one another. People continue to be jealous and envious about one another. And we are no longer doing the word of God, because what Yahushua said, he said, you shall love one another. And this is how they would know that you are mine. Before we could even go and preach the gospel, can people see who we are? Can people see who we worship? Because he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So that is our purpose. So even if, Brother Ray, we have not preached much, our actions, our behavior, our conduct will be able to do more than the word of mouth that we'll be saying. So our purpose is to reveal Yahushua.
Mm.
And how are we going to reveal him? One way of doing it is to exercise love, is to practice love. And practicing love does not need anything from you, because the Father we worship is love. So it means we just have to embrace him and reveal him. When we love one another, we are revealing God. when we have compassion for one another, we are revealing the ministry of Yahusha. Because the Bible says before he could do anything, he first started to have compassion. He was driven by compassion. So that's our purpose. He was driven by empathy. He was driven by this love, which is why he would go and heal the sick. He would go and feed them because he was driven by who he is. He is love. So our purpose as a spiritual body is to live him out, is to do what he has done. And you also quoted Acts 20:31, therefore watch and remember. So in other words, in watching, we're not only watching people, but we are watching that the word of God takes place. We are watching for the fulfillment of the word of God. We are watching that which he spoke to us about us and about our mission takes place. So we are not going to watch for news that are not going to glorify the Father. So if news are happening and they are contrary to the word of God, it is our duty to act. I'm reminded of Daniel when things were not happening in the manner that were written in the word. The Bible says when Daniel had read the word and found out that it had to take 70 years for them to be oppressed in Babylon, then he took upon himself to go to God in prayer. So that's these are the things that you must be watchful about, watching for the happening of the word of God. If things are not aligning with the word, we as a spiritual body connected to the Father have a responsibility to do. So we have to make sure that the word of the Lord gets fulfilled. So even if we have to be on our knees day and night, as the Bible says, so we need to go to God, crying unto him day and night, ensuring that his word is fulfilled. Whilst we see our children drowning in a drug abuse, our children being abused left and right, it is our duty as a spiritual body to stand for our children, to stand for our nation. And I believe that we must know we do not exist for ourselves. As a child of God, saved by the blood of Yahusha, I am not saved for myself. As the church, as the ministry, I do not exist for myself, because when the Father called us to be the partakers of the kingdom, he was not calling us for ourselves, but he was calling us for those who would need us to go and fetch them. So as a spiritual body, I represent the Father. I do what the Father would do if he were here. So in other words, I preside over the duties of the Father. I do what the Father would have done, and I do as the Father would want us to do. So it means my responsibility is to know the heart of the Father. If we ask a question, what is our purpose? It's for us to get closer to the Father and we may know his heart. When we know his heart, we will do as the things that we have found in the heart of the Lord. But I would like to believe that most of the things are not done because we don't know what the heart of the Father is. We don't know the heartbeat of the Father. If we could know that, so we would know our duty, we would know our responsibilities. In the book of Matthew, Yahusha told us, I am sending you to make disciples of all nations.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is our duty as a spiritual body. We are the representatives. We are the messengers of the day. We are the called out ones for the purpose of making disciples of all nations. We are not existing for ourselves. We are not called for ourselves. We are called for him, that we may call everyone who needs light, everyone who needs to be in him, to come to him, because the door is still open. And he says, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and I am the life. But people will never be able to come to the door unless someone preaches to them. How will they know if nobody is preaching? How will they know unless there's an announcement? How will they know unless there is a trumpet that is blown? So we are supposed to do all of that as a spiritual body.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. We are a spiritual body, and what is our purpose? We don't just are a spiritual body. We are not just that. There's a particular intention of the Father with regards to that, and one has to know as to what it is. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp and tell us the duties of us as a spiritual body. What are our duties? Are we still sticking to our duties, or have we gone to an extent of overlooking our duties as a spiritual body.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.